Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Nobody but us?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Let's see. I think this is Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes. Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
All right. Good evening.
All right.
Good.
Want me to start reading?
Auntie Betty?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Mom, you want to go ahead and pick up that number?
Okay, Numbers 12. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushanite wife. For he had married a Cushanite, as the Lord spoken only through Moses. They asked, haven't he also spoken through? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out of the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance of the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When both of them stepped toward, he said, listen to my words. When a prophet of the Lord is among you, I reveal myself to him in vision. I speak to him in dreams, but this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, there stood Miriam, leprosy, like snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she was a leprosy. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, do not hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like a stillborn infant coming from its mother womb with its flesh half eaten away. So Moses cried out to the Lord, O God, please heal her. The Lord replied to Moses, if her father has spit in her face, would she not have been in danger and disgrace? For 7 days, confine her outside the camp for 7 days. After that, she can be brought back. So Mary was for 7 days. And the Lord did not move the people left Haran and encamped in the desert of Haran. Amen. That's the end of that chapter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we had a couple more calls to call in. Auntie Dot?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
And is that Auntie Marie?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started in our program. Let's see, we have Auntie Carrie, we have Mom, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, and myself.
Amen.
Did I miss anyone?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and we enter into your court with praises. Father God, we would like to thank you for all that you do, for all that you are doing, and for all that you will do, in Jesus' name. Father God, you say when there are two or more gathered together in your name, that you would be in the midst of it all, and we thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight, and allow your wonderful words to flow through these airways and allow us to be doers of your word. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week. Lead and guide us the way that you want us to go in Jesus' name. And we ask that you restore peace in our lives. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. All right, we're going to get started with the program. Looks like we have another caller. Is that Brother Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Okay, all right. We're going to go ahead and get started with our meeting. Angela's in her book club meeting. With the time changes, she's not able to join us on the program tonight. So I will be your host tonight, and I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will. Reading from Mark chapter 10, verse 32 to 40. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus went before them, and they was amazed as they followed. They was afraid, and he looked again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen to him, saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered into the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and deliver him unto the Gentiles. And they shall mock him and scourge him and spit upon him and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the son of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldst do for whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, what ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand and the other one on the left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, you know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, you shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism I am baptized shall be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand, it is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them that whom is prepared. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Mark. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Jonah, 4 chapter 1 through 11.
I'm sorry, where you coming from?
Jonah.
Okay.
Jonah was exclusive, but God was inclusive. Jonah wanted God for Jonah, but God for Jonah, but God wanted Jonah for the world. Jonah felt his own pain, but God wanted Jonah to feel the world's pain. Jonah became angry with God for his compassion, but God wanted Jonah to have compassion. We prefer category rather than collision. We prefer comfort zone. We harbor dislike for the unlike. We say, it's my way or no, or the highway. My church, my denomination, my technology, my style, my crew, and my God. But clearly, there is enough of God to go around. In our world of comfort, God may send a worm to enroll it from rooted to steam. And while that worm is on the plow, it may cut away our potential and our shadow certainty. Our choice is clear. Open up or be eaten up. Which will you choose? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Jonah. Next I have Daniel. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
I don't know why he can't come to the phone, man.
I just want to say hello to everybody. God bless everybody.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that quote with us, Daniel. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I will be. I will do the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
A shepherd I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out Matthew, 1st chapter, 18 to 24 verse. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading humor. Next, I go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from the upper room, Numbers 11 through 23. God had promised to give the Israelite meat which they should eat for a whole month, even though they were deep in the wilderness, wondering how God would pull this off. Moses voiced his doubt to God. The question Moses asked reminded me of questions I had asked God. How on earth can God sort out the clutter in my life? How can God help me with my debt or provide for me when I have no income? How will God sort out my dysfunctional family? How on earth, God, are you going to pull this off? When I read God answer to Moses, it seems reluctant to my scuffing today. I imagine God asked me, have I become a human being that you think you can limit me? Has my ability become inadequate? And am I no longer God? Why are you worried about how I will do what I have said? We do not need to worry about how God will care for us or remain faithful. When we remember Moses' story, we can rest assured that as surely as meat comes to the Israelites, God will hear our prayer and answer us as well. The prayer, dear God, help us to trust in your loving care and turn our worry over to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of the upper room. And I will go next, and my reading is coming out of Luke 23 and 24. It was noon, and darkness fell across the whole land for 3 hours until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone, and suddenly the thick veil hanging in the temple split apart. Then Jesus shouted, Father, I commit my spirit to you. And with those words, he died. Then a man named Joseph, a member of the Jewish Supreme Court, came to Pilate to ask for the body of Jesus. He was a godly man who had been expecting the Messiah coming and had not agreed with the decision and the action of the other Jewish leader. So he took down Jesus' body and wrapped it in a long linen cloth and laid it in a new, unused tomb. This was done late on Friday afternoon, the day after preparation for the Sabbath. As the body was taken away, the women from Galilee followed and saw it carried into the tomb. Early the Sunday morning, they took the ointment to the tomb and found a huge stone covering the entrance had been rolled aside. So they went in, but the Lord Jesus' body was gone. They stood there, puzzled, trying to think what could have happened to it. Suddenly, two men appeared before them, clothed in shiny robes, so bright their eyes were dazzled. The women were terrified and bowed low before them. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking in a tomb for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He has come back to life again. Don't you remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Messiah must be betrayed into the power of evil men and be crucified, and that he would rise again the third day?" Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out the book of Corinthians chapter 13. It said, "Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass and a timbre cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffer long, and it is kind. Charity envy not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seek not her own. It is not provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Bearest all things, believest all things, hopest all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but where there be profit, they shall fail. Where there be tongue, they shall cease. Where there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is come, perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now faith, and now abiding faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Corinthians. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all that you do for Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Mother May, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, the Allen family, Sister Sherilyn family, the Hurd family, the Werner family, the Lowe's family, the Moore family, Linnean family, the Moody family, the Simmons family, Ruth Edwards, Miss Brown and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Johnson family, the Williams family, SMA and family, Mary Ann and family, Bishop Thomas family, Derek family, McClure and family, Drell and family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Dakota family, the Franklin family, Carlos and the Wells family, Leonard and family, Reggie and family, Vanessa and family, Dessa Kendrick and family, Charlie and family, Doretha and Jesse Werner, the Peters family, Brian, Tony, Malachi, Eric, and the Marcus, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love daily. We thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Thank you that the blood still works, and therefore we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, to give them the strength to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays. Looking at the week of March 25th through the 31st. Okay, I have Keisha's birthday on the 29th.
Who?
Any other birthdays we need to recognize, guys?
I don't know.
We said Keisha.
You said who?
Keisha.
Who on the
29th? Keisha's birthday on the 29th.
Oh, okay. So I don't know where Angie got hers at. I don't know if she got it anymore.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that beautiful song, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. We're going to move right along in this program where we share what's on our heart. I'm sorry, is someone talking to me?
I don't think so.
Okay, where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm just gonna I'm gonna come out of John 14, to verse 5. Do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way, the place where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so show us. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No one come to me, no one come to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of John. Next, I'll go to Auntie Marie. Any praise, support, testimony?
Yes, I'll be coming out of 2 Timothy, starting at the fifth verse.
Amen.
And if a man also strive for mastering, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husband laborers must be first partakers of the fruit. Consider what I said, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, the seed of David, was risen from the dead, according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bond, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things, that the elect sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with the eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of 2 Timothy. Let's see here. Next, I'll go to Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight? Auntie Carrie? I'm sorry, Auntie Carrie, what did you say? Is she still there?
The phone must be on drop.
Okay, well, I'll just move on. I'll come back to her. Let's see here. Daniel, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I didn't want to participate, but it's we, it's me, it's us all, Lord, us standing in the need of us. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that briefing of a song, Daniel. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading from the Upper Room again. Psalm Sunday, John 15:13. Reason our children Sophia and Alan had the purpose of experiencing tumbling. This involved riding on the inflatable tube pulled by a long rope attached to the back of a speedboat. Alan was first to accept the challenge. He held on tightly as the tub skid across the lake. After the ride, he encouraged Sophie to join him. Both kids boarded the tube, and the boat picked up speed. Suddenly, Alan slipped off the tube and slashed into the water. Later, Alan told me that if he let go of the tube on purpose, because Sophie was getting scared, he knew the driver would stop the boat if he slid off. I was impressed that Alan gave up his sense of security for the sake of his sister, sacrificed in a noble act that extends far beyond the story of two kids on a lake. But Alan's action helped me to think more deeply about the meaning of sacrifice. Jesus made the unmakeable sacrifice for each of us. He gave up his life so we could live. When we see others make small sacrifices, we can remember Jesus. Let it go so that someone else can hang on, change the world. Dear Jesus, thank you for the sacrifice you made for us on the cross to save us from our sin. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Okay. Auntie Carrie, I'm sorry, thank you for that reading, Auntie Dada, out of the upper room about Palm Sunday. Let's see, Auntie Carrie, any good news, testimony, praise report, song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
No. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
okay.
I don't took up too much time.
Okay. All right, next I go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Let me repeat that. For the Lord is good.
Amen.
His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any song or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from Isaiah 42, verse 6 to 9. I, the Lord, have called you. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will give not glory, I will not give my glory to another, or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Isaiah. Let's see. I will go next, and basically I just want to just update us on some things, events, or dates that are coming up. Today is Palm Sunday, and it's a plant with leaves shaped like feathers, used like a fan. It was the beginning and the end of Jesus' work on earth. Next we have coming up is Friday, and that is called Good Friday, or also called Holy Friday, and it's the day of Jesus' crucifixion. And the last day of the month is called the first day of Passover, and that's meaning freeing the Hebrews as slaves from Egypt, also includes the Last Supper. And this year, Easter falls on April 1st, and that means a Christian holiday celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 Okay, let's see here. A couple more things I want to share with the group tonight. We will not have service next Sunday. We will not be on program next Sunday. We just figured everyone would be busy and couldn't get around to the 8 o'clock time zone. So we can't wait for next Sunday. Amen.
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 And Auntie Janet couldn't be with us tonight, but she did ask for each and every one of us to pray for the grandchild being Christian today.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen. Amen. May God continue to bless their family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, is there anything anyone would like to share before Mom comes to us with the closing prayer? Okay, all right. It's been a great program tonight. Mom, could you present the closing prayer for
okay.
us, please?
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you for that reading, Mom. And that concludes our program for tonight. Nellie family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor today. Well, yeah, for protection from our enemy. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America and other nations and continue to bless this prayer line. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God loves you, and so do we. Happy Easter, everyone. And let it be known why we celebrate this holiday. Amen?
Amen.
Let it be known. Amen. May everyone have a glorious prosper, victorious week. We love you. Good night and happy Easter, everyone.
Thank
happy
you.
Easter.
Shalom, shalom.
Love you all. Y'all have a blessed week.
Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Love you
all.
Love you all.
Lord, let me hear you say, it's okay, 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 it's give the reasons for Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday was the third day that Jesus rose from the dead. And because of him, we have a choice for eternal life. Though sin seems to triumph and wrong conquers right, though lies can put justice into flight, God's truth is eternal. His word shows his might, and he will bring justice to light. Someday, the scale of justice will be perfectly balanced. May everyone have a blessed week and happy Easter to all. May God love you all. Amen. Good night.